Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The gentleman who joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's the color analyst on the Browns Radio Network. I don't know if he has seen it that empty at the stadium other than in a preseason game before. Let's find out. He's Doug Deacon. Hi, Doug.
Hey, Deacon.
How are we doing this morning?
Very awesome. Well. Yeah, what'd you think? First, overall reaction to last night's performance.
Well, I think they found an offense that suits the personnel that they have. I think, you know, they did a good job of using the running game. Of course, if you look at Cincinnati last year, they were last against the run in the NFL, and it makes you wonder why in that last game down in Cincinnati we didn't run the ball more when we lost down there. But, you know, you got to play to your personnel, and they did a good job last night. Baker, you know, played well. He made the one bad throw. I don't think he saw the cornerback. He thought he had man coverage. And, you know, other than that, I thought Baker executed the offense very well. And on the other side, I got to tell you that Joe Burrow looks like the real deal.
Doesn't he, though?
Oh, I mean, but you're not going to make a living throwing the ball 61 times with that offensive line.
Yeah.
It might not last year to year three.
Deke, I mean, can we get any kind of read on this team? I mean, they didn't play well against the team that was one of the best in the NFL last year. They did. The offense played well last night against one of the worst teams. I mean, do we have a feel for what this team really is and how much work they need on defense as well as being able to see a potent offense last night?
Well, I think, you know, obviously, you know, you play the team that was second on offense in the league, and then you play a team that's near the bottom of the league in offense. And somewhere in between is where we were. And, you know, obviously, if we're going to get to where we want to be, you know, we've got to get a lot better when we're playing the Ravens and the Steelers, because those are two different animals compared to what we saw last night. But, you know, I think, you know, with any team, you've got to get an identity. And I think we found a little bit of our identity last night in the run game. The offensive line, you know, hats off to them. When you rush for 200 yards and you don't give up a sack, you know, you've had a good evening.
Doug, I heard Odell Beckham after the game say to Aaron Andrews on a post-game interview, and I thought this was the only thing I thought about the offense last night that I thought, okay, maybe. And he said, a little more maybe of a killer identity in the second half. He said, if we'd have been a little more aggressive, maybe we could have put the game away. That was the only thing that I thought, yeah, you know what, that's about the only thing I didn't see out of the offense last night. Because in it, just say Russell Wilson, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, those guys would go out and keep pouring it on, and it seemed as if they maybe got a little conservative. Still won the game, ran the ball beautifully, but maybe you could have put the pedal to the metal a little bit more in the second half. Is that fair?
Well, you know, yes and no, because, you know, they tried to when they got intercepted on that last or that Baker throw, but, you know, this team has to find their identity. As I hate to keep using that word, but, you know, you went over to Baltimore and you weren't sure what you were going to do. You haven't had any preseason games with the new coach and the new players, and you're trying to find out what you do best, and then you build on that. And they had an opportunity to put that game away, you know, a little earlier than they did. But with that said, you know, one thing you want to do is build confidence in your team, and how you build confidence is by winning football games.
Deke, it seemed to me Kevin Stefanski learned a lot about himself between the first game and the second game, just 4 days away in the way that he called last night's game, especially not even on that last touchdown drive. I mean, he didn't even call a pass, and they were able to score. What'd you think of his play calling last night?
Well, I thought he did a great job. I mean, they moved Baker around, and, you know, Baker obviously had some throws that were a lot less contested. And the other thing you got to look at is when you played the Ravens, you've got two cornerbacks that were Pro Bowl cornerbacks, and, you know, Humphreys and Marcus Peters. What you saw last night, they haven't been in any Pro Bowls, and I'm not sure they will be. So, you know, you take advantage of the team's, you know, weakness. And, you know, obviously Cincinnati on defense, if you're last in the league against a run, you know, you run the ball. And once you run the ball, that sets up your play-action game. And, you know, they did a good job of it last night.
Doug Deacon joining us, color analyst on the Browns Network. I was really impressed last night, Doug. No Jack Conklin. The Browns erred on the side of caution there, which it's a long season. Great idea. But here you bring in a guy to replace him who was your starter at right tackle. And then you have Kendall Lamb, a veteran who has started in the NFL. And I just thought this offensive line is better in a better spot right now than it's been in a really long time. How well did Chris Hubbard play last night?
He played great. And, you know, and Chris is a great guy. He took a pay cut in the offseason to stay here. And, you know, when you can plug in a guy like that and get the effort and the execution that you got. And he was going against a pretty good defensive end in Carlos Dunlap. So, you know, hats off to Chris Hubbard. And, you know, Wyatt Teller continues to improve. I mean, he had a solid game last week, had another solid game last night. J.C. Treader, you know, tough as can be, you know, playing, coming back from an injury. Betonio, you know what you're going to get there. He's a Pro Bowl player. And then, you know, Wills, you know, he did a good job again. So, you know, I think the offensive line, they've solidified themselves. Plus, they've shown that they've got some depth there.
Deke, big deep breath on OBJ right now. I think last night's what a lot of fans wanted to watch. I'm sure that's what he needed last night. I know he didn't have a ton of catches last night, but having a touchdown and then, you know, I was talking earlier about the block that he threw for Nick Chubb when he took the ball down to the one-yard line. It just seemed like things calmed down with OBJ and didn't feel forced last night.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when you're winning or you're ahead, you know, everybody enjoys it a lot more. And, you know, it's okay if I do this for him and we can win, that's what you're out there for. You know, you don't have to be the superstar every play. You got to be the team player every play, and you'll do a lot better.
Doug, you mentioned earlier you have to find that offensive identity. Well, we didn't see much against Baltimore. They were 14-2. We saw the run game like crazy against Cincinnati, and they were 2-14 last year. I love that run game. Do you think that's enough to sustain this offense? Will that be the image that maybe emerges, or is it more of a balanced type of attack? I'm not, because of the disparity in the two opponents, Doug, I'm not exactly sure what to think.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. And, you know, I go back to what, you know, Ozzie Newsome used to tell me. It takes you four games to figure out what your team is all about. And, you know, when you got no preseason, no offseason, you can make it five games, I think, this year or at least before you really get an idea. But the thing is, you got to play to your strengths. And obviously, you know, running the ball is, you know, one of the things. We've got two great running backs. I can't tell you how many tackles Chubbs broke last night. And Kareem looks so much quicker than he did last year because, you know, last year he was injured. And they're both unselfish football players that just want to win. And, you know, when you got people like that in your huddle, you're doing a good job of, you know, getting a winning mentality. And, you know, as far as Odell and Jarvis, you know, as you mentioned, Odell threw a block that, you know, was critical. And when you watch the film, you know, today or Wednesday, and you sit there and you say, you know, that's what you got to do to, you know, win football games. You know, your running backs appreciate it. Your coaching staff obviously appreciates it. And the next time out, you make sure you do it again.
Deke, what was it like last night at the stadium? We're trying to figure out, you know, I'm not sure. They may have been pumping in noise on the TV broadcast, but, and we were talking to some folks this morning that thought that they weren't pumping in noise into the stadium. What was it like there last night? I thought that for 6,000, they looked pretty good on TV.
They did, and I think hats off to the Browns from my kids went to the game, and they said that they took every effort the Browns did to make sure that the stadium, the restrooms, everything was wiped down. Obviously, they had a lot of security people there to make sure people kept their masks on during it. Some people didn't like it, but they kept reminding them. And I think, you know, it was a great effort on behalf of the organization to make sure that the next time you have a game, you can have, you know, people there and maybe more people, as long as, you know, the Browns have done what they did. And that's, you know, a first-class effort in making sure that the people that were there were safe.
Doug, I want to look at the defensive side of the ball a little bit. Olivier Vernon wasn't out there last night, and that's a shame because Olivier's had, you know, injury issues before. I don't want to see that start this year. Greedy Williams, Kevin Johnson, Grant Delpit obviously out for the year, Mack Wilson out for a while. Is there enough talent there? And Ronnie Harrison still trying to, you know, get used to being a Cleveland Brown. I'm sure we'll see more of him. Is there enough talent on that defense right now if it's healthy? Or would you like to see the organization look outside? There's still some guys out there who have played some football very well in the NFL who might be available.
Well, I think you always, you know, look to improve your roster. But with that said, you know, you don't want to do it at the expense of, you know, giving up draft picks in the future by picking up players that, you know, somebody else might not always want. But I think, you know, you're hopefully going to get, you know, Mack Wilson back. They haven't put him on the IR. You know, Vernon, you'll get him back because, you know, he just was dinged up for the game last night. And, you know, you try to balance, okay, my defense is down, so, you know, my offense has got to, you know, be more productive. And last night they were very productive. And you're trying to play complementary football. And if you can do that, then, you know, you got a chance to be in every game. You know, I think, you know, going over to Baltimore, which they were second in the league in offense and fourth in defense, you know, you kind of picked the cream of the crop to start your season off, and you got smacked in the mouth. The only team I can think of, you know, has probably got a worse situation is the Texans. They started with Kansas City, and I think this week they get Baltimore. So, you know, you talk about being demoralized, you know, right off the get-go. They got a good chance of having that.
Doug, enjoyed it last night. You sounded great. Thank you very much.
Deke, thank you.
Okay, guys.
Doug Deacon, color analyst on the Browns Radio Network, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.